This is Ozarks at Large. Arkansas Secretary of State Mark Martin has announced the final installation of new voter ID photographic equipment in every Arkansas county. The project is in compliance with a new state voter ID law, passed this year by the Arkansas legislature. Ozarks at Large, Jacqueline Froelich has more.
According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 33 states have passed voter ID laws, and on April 1st, the Arkansas House of Representatives voted to overturn a veto by Democratic Governor Mike Beebe of a bill requiring voters in the state to show photo identification at the polls. Arkansas is now the 34th state to enact a voter ID law known as Act 595 of 2013. Alex Reed is Communications Director for Arkansas Secretary of State Mark Martin.
Well, previously, the law required for the poll workers to ask them for identification, but it did not require the voter to produce such identification.
Not all Arkansas voters have to rush out to secure a new voter ID card. Reed says the new law lays out alternative ID options.
You can use a variety of identifications under this law. You can use your driver's license. You can use your post-secondary school issued ID, a concealed handgun permit, public assistance identification card, a military ID, or the voter registration card.
A valid employee ID badge will also work. Alex Reed says 89 voter ID digital photography systems have been installed in all 75 county clerk offices, and the public is welcome to go have their picture taken.
Well, what it is, it's basically just a computer system with a camera and a small printer that prints the cards.
Like a driver's license. So how much does it cost?
To the voter, nothing.
The county voter ID systems cost $419,000, budgeted out of the Arkansas Secretary of State's office. Now, to secure your voter ID, you will need to furnish two types of valid non-photo identification to your county clerk.
Your identity document is one, and that can be your birth certificate, your marriage license application, your tax return, a paycheck or a paycheck stub, your Medicare statement, your Social Security statement, your school record transcript, or your DD-214 for members of the military. And that would satisfy your identity requirement when you're going to get this free card. It's another requirement, documentation showing the applicant's name and residential address, and that can be your utility or cable bill, your bank statement, a rental contract, your homeowner's insurance policy, your mortgage papers, your property tax bill, or your W-2. So if you're not able to get one of the IDs mentioned before, if you don't have a driver's license, a concealed carry permit for one of those, then you have to bring one from each section into the county clerk's office so they can prove your identity and your residence. And then you have to sign an affidavit that says you are not able to get another one of the IDs that are valid, and then they will issue one.
Secretary of State Mark Martin, in a press release, stated that voter IDs will provide additional integrity to the state's electoral system.
Well, what they'll be able to do now is poll workers will be able to actually verify people are who they say they are when they come in to vote.
A voter ID measure was first introduced 6 years ago in Arkansas, failing three times over the years. The 2013 bill sailed through the legislature, pushed by conservatives. Liberal critics claim voter ID laws are a form of voter suppression because obtaining the credential is more difficult for minority and working poor, studies show, who tend to skew Democratic. In any case, Alex Reed says they're launching a big campaign to inform voters about the cards.
Correct. That's going to be our biggest part in this law, is we've got to make sure that we educate voters about showing your ID. We've set up a website. It's called faceyourvote.org. People can visit that and learn more about the law and what it entails. We'll work through local radio, newspaper, television where we can, depending on what our budget allows for us to spend.
The Brennan Center for Justice, based at New York University School of Law, cites 11% of all eligible voters in the United States lack proper photo ID. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Later today, songs from the Civil War.
Hurrah, hurrah, we bring the jubilee.
We think of a lot of the songs as drifting up out of the campfires and the trenches of the war itself, but they were composed.
While we were marching through Georgia.
The new collection, Divided and United, today on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Listen this afternoon from 3 to 6 to 91.3 FM.